On Saturday, Taiwan prosecutors confirmed the driver, Su Mingcheng, was drunk and intentionally dispersed gasoline and set fire to kill himself and other passengers on the bus. They said Su was a solitary person and had a criminal record for sexual assault. But they say it is still unknown why those on board were unable to unlock the emergency exit and escape. Following the release of the report, some local experts voiced their uncertainty about how the case was handled. They said it reveals incompetence on the part of the island's authorities. Yu Qixiang with Shishin University cast his doubts.
检察官说话的时候呢，又常常流露出一些让人觉得可疑。
Some prosecutors gave questionable information during the briefing. They should have released all their investigation results at one press conference without holding anything back. They released the information through some media informally, so people have to think that, you know, maybe there's something undisclosed.
You also blamed the island's authority for rejecting a proposal to include the mainland in the probe. He suggested it is important and necessary to have multiple parties involved in the investigation since suspicions and rumors were growing among the public. At the same time, there is also controversy over the reaction of the island's leader. After the fire occurred, Tsai Ing-wen's response was considered a lack of empathy, as she was absent at the public memorial service for mainland victims while expressing due respect to the killed local guide. Qiu Yi with the Chinese Culture University warned the improper conduct may lead to serious consequences.
At the very beginning, Tsai Ing-wen should have agreed to establish a joint investigative team consisting of prosecutors and police from across the straits to make the process more transparent. The families of victims thought the fire was an accident and signed a reconciliation agreement which led to an agreement on the compensation amount.It then turned out to be a man-made accident after they left Taiwan. Isn't it irresponsible? It was devastating to people across the straits.
The professor also condemned attempts aimed at using the victims for political purposes. On the mainland, just hours after the report was released, the Taiwan Affairs Office and the State Council strongly condemned the incident.Saying the incident, as well as various words and deeds in Taiwan, had negative influence on people across the streets and greatly affected mainland tourism to Taiwan. It urged relative departments in Taiwan to work on follow-up procedures. The bus fire on July the 19th left all 26 people on board killed. Apart from the driver himself and the local guide, all of the rest were from the mainland.But Taiwan prosecutors said the driver won't be charged posthumously. As the case has been confirmed to be a criminal one, it would seem that the families of the mainland victims should be entitled to additional compensation from the relevant departments in Taiwan. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.